This is the Blind Geek Zone. Blind Geek Zone podcast number 42 for June 14th, 2010. Hi, this is Rick, and I'm back today with another Blind Geek Zone podcast. Today, I just wanted to take a short amount of time to talk with everybody about current goings-on here on the Blind Geek Zone and the Blind Geek Zone website. Kind of need to appeal for some help from everybody. As you know, I produce many podcasts here throughout the year that I've always given away for free. I've also spent a lot of money keeping Blind Geek Zone up and running. I've kept my training costs, my one-on-one training costs for people very low. My costs for training are still only $12.50 an hour, which is very, very low compared to what most other people charge for training, individualized training. I've spent a lot of money this year to do new things on the Blind Geek Zone. Late last year, I spent $800 for a Mac Mini. I've done four demonstrations on that. And plan to do some more here later in the year as I start to work with it more and get a little more comfortable with it. I've kind of decided for the moment I'm not real comfortable with it still, and I don't really want to do a substandard podcast on it. Also, I've purchased the HTC Ozone phone here in February. Granted that it's for my own personal use, but I have demonstrated it several times here, and I plan to do two or three more of those. I've got I want to show you how to get applications into the phone from the Windows marketplace. I want to show you using Office 2010 mobile on the phone. I just got mobile speak 4 for it. As you know, I demonstrated that thoroughly in the first podcast. That costs me $300. And I just purchased mobile geo for $600. That's version 2.5. I just got that. I'm still learning how to use that, but I do want to do some podcasts on that as well here on BGZ as well here sometime. Hopefully this summer. I don't want to do anything with it until I'm a little more accustomed to using it, so I do a good podcast for you. Let's see. Oh, I purchased an iPod Touch, and I'm planning on doing a multi-part demonstration of that here starting maybe next week. I've just been getting used to it and making sure I know how to use it pretty good before I start speaking about it, and I've pretty much got to that point now, I believe. I just had to buy Microsoft's TechNet standard that they've just reduced the price on. It is now $200 a year, $199 a year. And I've purchased that because I need to be able to have different versions of Windows on the machines, different versions of Office. You know, if I need to help somebody with something, you know, I can learn how to do it. And currently, some of that I lack, so you know, this is kind of what I have to do here to keep doing new things, and it Costs a lot of money. Coming up in September, I'm going to have to pay out approximately $110 to renew my website domains, my yearly hosting fees, my yearly email, and website analysis tracking fees. So, the problem is, I get tons and tons of email from everybody every week saying how much they love Blind Geek Zone, how much they've learned. You know, they thank me so much for all the free podcasts I do. And, you know, and I really, really like doing that. It's great. I love to hear from all of you. And, you know, there's a lot of times I just get really humbled out there, you know, when somebody tells me that, you know, I basically, you know, changed their life because they learned to do something, you know, important. You know, I get a lot of stuff about Goldwave, get a lot of stuff about Windows 7. I got a email a couple weeks ago from somebody on Windows 7 said they'd listen to my Windows 7 podcasts and they were able to pass their exams in Texas for state exams, I guess, that they have to do so they can be a trainer there. And, you know, that really made me feel good that, you know, my podcasts were good enough, you know, to essentially help somebody, you know, achieve that goal. And, you know, I was just talking to people on Twitter yesterday, and I got a bunch of messages saying, you know, you taught me, you know, everything I know about Goldwave, and, you know, and I've learned to do this, and I've learned to do that with it, and, you know, and I'm, you know, using it to broadcast with now, you know, produce my broadcast recordings and stuff. And, you know, that's really, really great. I love it. You know, it makes me feel good. It makes me feel that the Blind Geek Zone is worthwhile, and what I'm doing for everybody is worthwhile. You know, I've got a lot of comments on my training page that I get from people that, you know, I've worked with, I've trained, you know, one-on-one, you know, that say how much, you know, they've gotten out of my training and stuff. And, you know, all that really, really makes me feel great. But it's kind of getting down to the point that it's becoming more and more difficult, unless I just stop buying things to demonstrate on the site. But, you know, that kind of makes it boring for everybody because I don't work on a whole lot of new things then. You know, I need donations. I desperately need donations. I really hate to get on here and do a podcast where I beg and plead, but, you know, sometimes we just got to do what we got to do to keep the place up and running. And I'm basically coming down to that right now. I haven't had a donation on Blind Geek Zone since last March. Actually, that's incorrect. I did have one for the Mac Mini from Allison Mervis back in November. She, you know, I was seeking donations at the time to help me pay for the Mac Mini, and I did get that. So, you know, I definitely do appreciate that. But I haven't received any donations at all since last March, you know, just for the website itself. And the first year or two, I received a lot of donations. The first year, in fact, I received half of my income from the website. In the first year was donations. I received a huge amount of donations. And the second year, I received less donations, but still, it was a significant, you know, maybe 20-25% of the yearly income of the site. And in 2009 and 2010, that's drastically, like I said, it's basically down to nothing now. So I was supplementing things with Google Ads, and I've made about $200 from that in 2008 and early 2009. I received my checks for that, $100 each time. That is basically fizzled out. I've been nearly a year now. Actually, I think it's coming up right on a year now, and I haven't hit $50 yet on revenues from ad clicks. So that doesn't help either, and that's one way you guys could really help is if you see something interesting on the site as far as an ad, you know, a Google ad, you know, if you click on it, you know, it definitely helps me, and you know, and I'm not suggesting that you guys just click on ads for the hell of it, because that's illegal as far as Google's policy goes. But you know, if you see something that, you know, you're interested in, it sure would, you know, it would benefit me and it would benefit you to click on it. So you know, it's one way you can help. I've also been taking advertisements for people that want to advertise their businesses and stuff here on the Blank Geek Zone. You know, people around the Blank community, maybe you want to advertise your website, you know, that you're doing for pay like I am, or your small business or whatever. And I've been doing that for $5 a month. I've gotten a few people to do that. I haven't made a whole lot of money on it, but you know, it's kind of done okay. And basically what I announced today, I was doing it for $5 a month. What I plan to do now is I'll let you advertise on the website. And this is an advertisement right on the main page of the website, right out on the front of Blank Geek Zone. It's down in the middle of the page in a section called Personal Ads. What I was doing, like I said, $5 a month. What I'm going to do now is, if you want to pay just for a month or two or three, or you know, or a month at a time, it's $5. If you place an ad there for 6 months, they'll give you a break, $27.50. And if you place an ad there for a year, I'll give you a bit more of a break, and it'll do it for $50. So if you do it for a year, you save $10. If you do it for 6 months, you save $250. And you know, that would help a lot, and you know, to help you guys out too. Some of you guys that are training and whatever, seeking, you know, I don't mind the competition. There's plenty of room out there for all of us to train and support ourselves. So you know, it's certainly not a problem. So basically, that's, you know, what I wanted to talk about today. And I'm not asking for tons and tons of money from anybody. You know, I know I've got well over 200 members on the website. Monthly hits, you know, I get 40, 50 gigs of downloads a month, sometimes more. You know, hits to the site are generally well over 2,000 a month. So, you know, you can definitely, you know, get some traffic there if you wanted to advertise there. And like I said, you know, everybody really likes the site. I'm not asking for a lot of money from anybody. You know, there's, like I said, the mailing list, you know, there's 200 plus. I'm sure 200, 300, 400 a month, you know, follow the website, you know, regularly and download stuff all the time. I really wouldn't be surprised there if there was that many. And so, you know, basically, you know, if everybody just gave $5, you know, and $5 is nothing. You know, if I had 200 people give me $5, that's $1,000. I mean, I could do so many, you know, things on the website at that point, and you know, keep things going as far as free tutorials that I produce. You know, keep my costs, you know, continued low for training for individuals, and you know, so. You know, I hope you'll think about it, and like I said, I don't really like to beg, but, you know, sometimes we just gotta do what we gotta do, and, you know, and I'm kind of getting into a crunch here. I've spent a lot of money this year, and I've kind of overextended myself a bit, and, you know, unfortunately, some of my SMAs are coming due this year. Excuse me. I own Jaws here. I own Window Eyes here. I'm currently paying for system access right now, so all of that stuff costs a lot of money. And you know, so at the end of the year, there's going to be a lot of things to do. Like I said, I have to pay my Jaws SMA and gotta get the website renewed for the next year, and you know, and it's going to be Christmas time, and you know, all that stuff, and you know, money's tight, and I understand for you guys too, money's tight right now. It's a bad economy, and you know, but you know, if you really, really like what I do, and I know a lot of you do, because I hear it all the time, you know, $5, $10, you know, would be just so, so greatly appreciated. And, you know, like I said, you know, even if it's just $5, you know, if 100 people or 200 people, you know, would even just give just $5, $5 is nothing. You know, it would give the website plenty of money to work with. So, and, you know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you, you know, Blank Geek Zone's going to cease to exist if you don't help me. You know, I don't hold the community for ransom. You know, I'm not going to do such things. You know, I'll find a way to keep the website up and running. That's, you know, really not the issue. You know, I will find a way. You know, it'll be tight, but if you guys really, really, like you say, like what I do, and you want to keep the site going, that's, you know, that's the way that'll help me the most. And I'd really appreciate it. All right. Well, I'm not going to sit here and keep begging. I think I've made my point real clear. And I hope everybody will, you know, consider what I've said here and, you know, help me out. Like I said, you can go to the website, www.blind-geek-zone.net. And you can click on the donations link, and at the bottom there's a PayPal button. You know, like I said, $5, $10, you know, would be, you know, really great. You know, hey, a buck or two, you know, if you can't afford, you know, all donations are, you know, greatly appreciated. So, you know, whatever you can do to help, I certainly would appreciate it. All right, guys and gals, thanks for listening to me here. And hope you all have a good day and are enjoying the summer here. It's nice and hot here in Ohio. And hope it's nice wherever you're at. And I'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for listening.